Good evening, everyone. I'm AZ Hubbard, your host, and welcome to Save News TV. As always, I thank you for welcoming us into your home because you do not have to allow us there, and you do, so we really appreciate it. Tonight, we have some breaking news. Initially, I was going to do the video regarding the administration having employers pay for if you get sick and how the pharma was not responsible for it. However, there have been breaking news. So tonight we're going to cover several topics. And I want to say this on the outset that it is highly possible that this video get taken down because we're going to be covering some very hot topics. And so if it does, you can always go over on Roku and watch us, Save News TV, and you can listen to us on Save News Radio, and also you can check us out on Rumble and Twitch TV, all at Save News. Tonight we're going to cover the topics of the U.S. Federal Court of Appeals freezing Biden's rule for companies. So that's why the video changed. Also, in yesterday's video, we talked about Biden said, no, not $450,000. No money to those that's covered, that was separated at the border. Well, now today he is saying that they deserve compensation. Also, we're going to go in deep lastly. And that is going to cover the people that were killed at the Astro concert. We're going to talk about there was 11 people killed. Initially it was eight and it was 11 people killed. We're going to talk about the spiritual aspect. We're also going to bring some breaking news on that, whereas there was injections, people were being injected with drugs at the concert. So we're going deep tonight. And so I just want you to hang on, hold tight, and just, roll with us. So the first thing we're going to cover is going to be the first thing we're going to cover. See, the enemy, I clicked one thing and it just took me out. So, be prayerful tonight because, like I said, we're covering some deep things. We're going to go in deep spiritually. So, just like yesterday, StreamYard just really messed my video up. I was all blurry. But anyway, but like I stated, the first thing we're going to cover is the federal government. Federal judge putting a halt on Biden's plan to impact the businesses. So let's get it. U.S. Federal Judge Appeals Court freezes Biden V mandate for companies. This is from Reuters. The U.S. Court of Appeals issued a Saturday stay, freezing the Biden administration's effort to require workers at U.S. companies to have at least that have at least 100 employees be V'd against 19 or be tested weekly, citing grave statutory and constitutional issues with the rule. The ruling from the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit comes after numerous Republican-led states filed legal challenges against the new rule, which was set to go into effect on January 4th. In a statement, Solicitor of Labor Seema Landa said the Labor Department was confident in its legal authority to issue the rule, which will be enforced by the Occupational Health and Safety and OSHA. The Occupational Safety and Health Act explicitly gives OSHA the authority to act quickly in emergency where the agency finds that workers are subject to grave danger and a new standard is necessary to protect them, she said. We are fully prepared to defend this standard in court. An average of 1,100 Americans are dying daily from 19, most of them unvied. 19 has killed roughly 750,000 people in the United States. The stay comes 2 days after the Biden administration unveiled the rule, which was immediately met with vows of legal action from Republican governors and others who argued it overstepped the administration's legal authority. The action on the private sector these was taken under OSHA's emergency authority of a workplace safety official said. The rule applies to 84.2 million workers at 1.9 million private sector employees, according to OSHA. The administration's various V rules cover 100 million employees, about two-thirds of the United States workforce, according to the White House. Saturday's court ruling came in response to a joint petition from several businesses, advocacy groups, and the states of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, and Utah. The rule is also facing separate legal challenges before other courts. The two-page order directs the Biden administration to respond to requests for permanent injunction against the rule by 5 p.m. Monday. Very well then. So they have until 5 p.m. on Monday to answer the complaint. And as always, I give you all the references so you can search out for yourself. In the chat, I'm going to drop the link to this article. And as I stated earlier, we have a whole lot to cover tonight. So we're going to move on to the absolutely next article. So the next article that we will be covering is that the Biden administration stated that, you know, well, Biden stated, oh no, we're not going to give $450,000 to people. But now we have a whole totally different scenario today where he is saying, wait, hold up. He says, families of separated children deserve compensation. And so this is from the Associated Press, and we're going to roll through this article here. President Joe Biden said Saturday that families of children separated from their parents at the U.S. Mexican border during the Trump administration should be compensated, as his Department of Justice is in settlement talks with affected families. Raising his voice, Biden said that regardless of the circumstances, people who had their children taken from them under the Trump administration's family separation policy meant to deter families from crossing the U.S. illegally should be remunerated. Okay, hold up. Did he forget that Obama started this? But okay, all right, just wait for the Obama lawsuits to start coming in. All right, he says, and if, in fact, because of the outrageous behavior of the last administration, you come across the border, whether it was legally or illegally, and you lost your child, it's gone. You deserve some kind of compensation, no matter what the circumstances, Biden said. What that will be, I have no idea. Shortly after taking office, Biden created a task force to attempt to unify hundreds of children and parents affected by the policy, which was in place for several months during 2018 and sparked a domestic and international outcry. The government was considering payments around $450,000 to each person affected, but has since changed the figure, though not dramatically, a person familiar with the talks told the Associated Press. The person spoke on condition of anonymity, autonomy, because the discussions are private. The discussions continue, and there is no guarantee the two sides will strike a deal. About 5,500 children were split from their parents under the President Trump's zero tolerance policy, under which parents were separated from their children to face criminal prosecution for crossing the border illegally, according to the court filings in a federal case in San Diego. Inadequate tracking systems cause many to be apart from their extended time. Payments are intended to compensate for psychological trauma. Attorneys for the families are also seeking permanent legal status in the United States for those separated under the practice, which a judge halted on June 2018, 6 days after Trump stopped it under international pressure. Okay, so with that, let's just say that when you go to jail in America, if you commit a crime in America and you are prosecuted and sentenced to jail, you are separated from your children. You cannot sue the United States. Well, I guess you can now, you know, they said in the president. Sue the United States of America saying I was separated from a child because I committed a crime and I'm in jail. So now every American that's separated from their child because they're in jail, maybe they can sue now. I don't know. You know, I'm just saying that this is something that has become really political and rewarding people for illegal activity. And at the tune at $450,000 per person is a lot. And again, we're going to drop the link to that AP article in there. So now we're going on to the deepest part of this live stream. And that is the Asteroid concert. We're going to just read a couple. This article, it states that 8 were killed, but in fact, there was 11. A crowd at the Houston Musical Festival suddenly surged towards the stage during the performance by rapper Travis Scott, squeezing fans so tightly together that they could not breathe or move their arms, witnesses said Saturday, hours after at least 8 people died in the chaos. The pandemonium unfolded Friday evening at Astroworld, a sold-out 2-day event in NRG Park with an estimated 50,000 people in attendance. Okay, what happened to social distancing? Did these 50,000 people have the shot? I mean, okay, let me move on. As a timer clicked down to the start of the performance, the crowd pushed forward. As soon as he jumped out on stage, it was like an energy took over and everything went haywire, concert goer Niara Good said. All of a sudden, your ribs are being crushed. You have someone's arm in your neck. You're trying to breathe, but you can't. Good said she was also desperate to get out, that she bit a man on the shoulder to get him to move. The dead range from ages 14 to 27, and 13 people were still hospitalized, Mayor Sylvester Turner said. He called the disaster a tragedy on different levels and said it was too early to draw conclusions about what went on. Okay, so we're going to just stop this article right here, and we're going to go into the other part of the spiritual aspect and also what has also transpired. We're going to look at a couple of things. I have to have something to drink because I be getting dry throat. So anyway, we have tweets that came from people that were there that night. And This tweet is from a gentleman that was there, and I'm going to put up the warning because there is some very, very, very graphic language in this. But this is to give you a feeling of what was happening last night at this concert. So I'm going to jump out of the screen and I'm going to share this with you so you can hear what was happening. Remember, this is graphic language. This is very graphic.
These people about to lose their motherfucking lives, you know what I'm saying? So I pull out this one boy. This boy, he probably like 14 years old. This a little bitty teenager, bro. This one lady, I kid you not, in the fucking VIP section, literally put her hands on this boy and assaulted this boy and started hitting him. Like, then I tell y'all don't jump the fuck over. So I end up screaming like, bitch, who the fuck is you to tell somebody what the fuck they can do? Like, bitch, this ain't your motherfucking concert, bitch. Don't nobody give a fuck about what motherfucking ticket you paid for. Like, these people need some fucking help. I'm helping people. I'm pulling people out. And like, it just felt like we was like literally like in fucking hell, bro. Like, it felt like we was in a concert in hell. You couldn't breathe. You couldn't see. Like, just imagine all the people they're going to find tonight who was in that crowd, who nobody could see, who nobody could hear, who passed out. And everybody was just trembling on top of them the whole fucking concert. Like, I'm thinking it's probably going to be like at least 100 people who dead tonight. Like, I kid you not. Like, in the VIP section, it was so many bodies laid out. People was getting pulled out who was fainting. And the medics were trying to give them CPR, and they was flipping them over, and like they was literally turning black and blue. Like, I never seen death in my fucking life, bro. Just by me alone, it was probably like 10 fucking people laid out dead. And like, once the medics tried to help them, they wasn't responding. They moved to the next person. It was nothing they could have do. Like this shit really fucked me up and like really spooked me tonight. Like, that was like some demonic shit. Like, and what was so crazy, like, people were screaming help, trying to tell Travis Scott. It was like, help. The whole crowd was just going like, help, help, help. And he just kept going, bro. It was like, that shit was scary, bro. It was so demonic, bro. And mind you, y'all see the type of music I make. Y'all see everything. Like, you know, like, I've been so heavily influenced by Travis. But like, after tonight, bro, like, God really showed me, like, you know, like, stay away from that shit, bro. Like, that shit not for you. Because like, he sacrificed so many people's lives tonight. Like, for real. Like, so many people's lives are gone tonight because they wanted to go to a fucking Travis Scott concert and have fun. You know, he influenced people to be raging and all this shit. So many people broke in, and it was just chaos, bro. It was a living fucking hell, bro. Imagine seeing all those dead bodies, and that was just by me. And the shit got so bad, I was sitting on top of the gate. I was pulling so many people in, helping so many fucking people, and people was just screaming.
Okay, everybody. So you hear someone that was there live saying that it was like they were in hell. It was so demonic. And we apologize for the language, but we want to make sure that you get the full effect. Okay, so now we're going to another video where there was a person that showed the video that was saying how Travis Scott did not stop the concert and what happened with that. So also, if you listen very carefully at the end, you will hear them say the devil. All right, so let's get into this.
That's okay, I'm here, okay? Please, please, I'm just watching the way I'm going. I'm just watching the way I'm going. I'm the devil. That's a fucking tea. Okay.
Okay, so as you can see, there was people knew that there were people dying, that was begging to be for the concert to stop. But Travis Scott did not stop the concert, and he kept on and on and on with the concert. Now we're going to give him a fair opportunity to what he said, because we're going to read his statement that he gave regarding what happened. So let's read this and then we'll get to the other, because there's something that is devastating that's coming up. Okay, Travis Scott says, "I am absolutely devastated by what took place last night. My prayers go out to the families and all those impacted by what happened at AstroWorld Festival. Houston PD has my full total support as they continue to look into the tragic loss of life. I am committed to working together with the Houston community to heal and support the families in need. Thank you to Houston PD, Fire Department, and NRG Park for their immediate response and support. Love you all." Okay, so that was his statement. So before I really get into depth, we have one last thing to share, and that is going to be from the statement from the police department stating that there was someone in the crowd with a needle, syringe, injecting drugs into people. So let's take a look at that, and then we're going to dive deep. And so do you Bible scholars, I'm going to need you on here if you're in the crowd. So this is what was said by the police department regarding the drugs being injected in people. Okay, so let's just look at that, because this is unbelievable that someone was in the crowd injecting drugs, and they're saying that this is what started the chaos. But again, the investigations have not been finished. So we are just bringing you the information, and this is from the Houston Police Department. Okay, so let's watch this. Okay, come on.
A prick that people with drugs think that all of us need to be respectful of the families and make sure that we follow the facts and the evidence. And that's what we're trying to do here in the Houston Police Department. I will tell you, one of the narratives was that some individual was injecting other people with drugs. We do have a report of a security officer, according to the medical staff that was out and treated him last night, that he was reaching over to restrain or grab a citizen, and he felt a prick in his neck. When he was examined, he went unconscious. They administered Narcan. He was revived, and the medical staff did notice a prick that was similar to a prick that you would get if somebody's trying to inject. I think that all of us need to be respectful of the families and make sure that we follow the facts and the evidence. And that's what we're trying to do here in the Houston Police Department. I will tell you, one of the narratives was that some individual was injecting other people with drugs. We do have a report of a security officer, according to the medical staff that was out and treated him last night, that he was reaching over to restrain or grab a citizen, and he felt a prick in his neck. When he was examined, he went unconscious. They administered Narcan. He was revived, and the medical staff did notice a prick that was similar to a prick that you would get if somebody's trying to inject. Respectful of the families, and to make sure that we follow the facts.
I will tell you, one of the narratives was that
okay, everybody. So now we have all the things that we have set up this situation here. So we're going to go deep. And before, I'm going to make sure that I drop all these links in the comment section so you can go and search for yourself regarding this information. So let's talk about the first aspect of it. Was this a blood sacrifice? If you look at the photo, I don't know whether you watched the photo that was initially posted. The concert had fire, demon-like activity going on. There was also many references to the devil in the songs that was being sung last night. And also, we have the fact that he continued to the concert, and also that he was watching people die and did absolutely nothing other than to continue to sing. Now, there are some theories out there that this was a sacrifice, and many people are questioning why children that young was at a concert of that nature. I cannot answer that. Also, where and why was drugs, someone in the crowd injecting drugs? Now, this came directly from the police department. So this isn't a conspiracy theory. Why was someone in the crowd injecting drugs? What was the cause and purpose of that? So we want to ask and find out exactly why this was happening. And also, why did he not stop the concert? There were so many people asking, begging, stop it, stop it, stop it. But he continued. Now, some people might say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist when you talk about, was this a demonic sacrifice, and that people would have to be in agreement in order for, you can't sacrifice somebody else that don't belong to you. However, when you sign on, when you listen, when you sing, when you come into agreement with that, you are in agreement personally. And there was so many people there, 50,000 people there. So what was happening? This isn't the first time that there has been concerts that have resulted in deaths of this nature. And each time, we need to begin to look at it. So, saints of God, you need to begin to pray and to ask God to show you these things. And children, if you have children, do not let your children listen to these things. I know it's hard and it's easy to say that because children have their opportunity to go out and do things other places, but you have to protect your children. We are in the last days, and most definitely we are at a time where the enemy knows his time is running short, and he is beginning to do things that causes disruption any way he can. Now, you know that at the end of time that there's certain things that's got to happen according to prophecy, and he's going to try to get as many people in hell as possible. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And these blood sacrifices are not just at concerts. They're not just dealing with music, but we're not going to go in that deep with this tonight. These are things, these concerts that's happening, that people are being trampled. When the music, remember that Satan is the angel of music. He was the great musician. That's who God created him to be. So music has a very powerful impact on everybody, whether it is to glorify God or to glorify Satan. And one of the things that Satan has done over one of the most, you know, astonishing things is that he have people that don't believe that he's real, and making it trendy to glorify him, watch him. It's, you know, it's a thing. But people are playing with their spiritual life and their well-being, that they will definitely break hell wide open if they're not pulled into the kingdom of God. So it's important for us to pray and to ask God to open our spiritual eyes and to begin to discern these things. Do not let your children, not just concerts, but if you see your child around people that's talking about this, that's glorifying this, you need to be on it like yesterday. And this concert with 50,000 people in the middle of a pandemic, and this isn't the first, you know, where you have a lot of people, but, you know, in schools, you got to wear a mask, but I'm not going to, children got to wear a mask, but I'm not going to go there. But you have to realize that there was a reason why that concert wasn't stopped, and it wasn't just about money. There was a reason why someone in the crowd who comes to a concert with drugs injecting people, like I stated, the police department verified this, that someone was injecting drugs, and that you think about the people that went into cardiac arrest that passed, and some of those were the young people that passed. And I will pray that during an autopsy that they look to see if drugs was indeed injected in some, or whether they were trampled. What was the cause of their deaths? And we know that drugs is a stimuli for the kingdom of darkness. But anyway, I just want to make sure that you all begin to pray. I want you all, we're going to go ask some of our more prophetic, well, not more prophetic, but some of our prophetic people later on. We're going to watch this unfold, and we're going to come back. I'm going to come with at least one prophet, and we're going to dissect this situation as more information is unveiled. But again, we thank you all so much for joining us. And definitely one thing we want to say tonight that I haven't said in a while, we do have a list of people that we pray for. Email us at prayforme@savenews.com. Our prayer team will pray for you if you feel like you are in that type of situation or anything. If you need deliverance, find a church that do deliverance. Okay? If you've been listening, your ear gates have been open to satanic music, you need deliverance. Don't say, oh, come pray for me. Mm-mm. No, there needs to be the casting out of demons on you. And it's, you know, it is what it is. You need to be set free. You need to be set free. Again, if you have been listening, allowing that in your ear gates, your children, you can pray. But like Jesus said, on certain things only come out through prayer and fasting. And you need to be prayed for, fasting, and you need deliverance, and you need those demon spirits cast out of you. So find a church home, find someone that is knowledgeable in this. Even if you contact us, contact us, and we'll see if we know someone in your area. But you definitely need to have a deliverance service if you have allowed that in your ear gates. Please like, subscribe, and share this video. We will, again, like I stated, we will have some prophetic voices as this situation unfolds about this Astro concert. And we're going to go in depth. And we look out for our notifications. That's why I need you to like, subscribe the video, and hit on the notifications if you're watching by YouTube. And you can always go over to our channel on Roku, because we are having some wonderful things. We have some new ministries up there. And we definitely want you to follow us. Well, anyway, we thank you so much for your time. God bless you. Thank you for allowing us into your homes, because you do not have to. And you have a very blessed night.